أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا خذوا حذركم فانفروا ثبات أو انفروا جميعا وإن منكم لمن ليبطئن فإن أصابتكم مصيبة قال قد أنعم الله علي إذ لم أكن معهم شهيدا ولئن أصابكم فضل من الله ليقولن كأن لم تكن بينكم وبينه مودة يا ليتني كنت معهم فأفوز فوزا عظيما. فليقاتل في سبيل الله الذين يشرون الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة ومن يقاتل في سبيل الله فيقتل أو يغلب فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 71 to 74 of Surah An-Nisa after discussing quite intensively the situation of the Yahud and amongst them more especially the Munafiqeen. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how we as an ummah should take our precaution and deal with the disbelievers. Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا خُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ. O you who have brought Iman, take your precaution. Take your precaution means, insofar as your weaponry is concerned, insofar as your preparation for jihad fi sabilillah is concerned, you should make all the preparation that is necessary. فَانْفِرُوا ثُبَاتٍ أَوْنْفِرُوا جَمِيعًا. Then emerge and go out in small groups or go out in large groups. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has excluded going out alone because that is not expedient. It is best that when you go out, sometimes the requirement will be small groups and sometimes the requirement will be large groups. But together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also warned us that from amongst our own people, there will be the munafiqeen. And these munafiqeen will be watching us. They will have their personal motives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about their personal motives. And Allah says, وَإِنَّ مِنْكُمْ. Certainly from amongst you, لَمَنْ لَيُبَطِّئَنْ. There will be those that will remain behind. فَإِنْ أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. Then if musibah, difficulty afflicts you, in other words, you went out, the enemy overpowers you, or there are injuries, or there's loss of lives, or whatever, قَالَ قَدْ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ. They would say that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored us, إِذْ لَمْ أَكُمْ مَعَهُمْ شَهِيدًا. That is why we were not with them. وَلَيْنْ أَصَابَكُمْ فَضْلٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. But when the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes upon you by way of booty, also by way of victory, territorial gain, etc., لَيَقُولَنَّ. Then they will certainly say, كَأَلَّمْ تَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مَوَدَّةٌ. In a way, like there is no love between you and them, there is no affinity between you and them, like they are totally excluded from you. Ya laytani kuntu ma'ahum. How we wish we were with them. Fa afuza fawzan azima. Then we would have acquired a great trump. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of all the angles. That one is, you need to take your own precaution, you need to emerge. But on the other hand, don't be naive. There are going to be those individuals, those groups amongst you that is going to create these type of fitnas, try to divide you, and they will have always their own personal motives. All said and done, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Then go out and fight in the path of Allah. الَّذِينَ يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ. Those who barter this material life in lieu of the akhirat. In other words, those people that prefer this material world over the hereafter. وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And those who fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala, فَلْيُقْتَلْ. Number one is, they may be overpowered, they may be killed, they may be martyred. Or yaghlib, or secondly, they may overpower the enemy. But all in all, Allah Ta'ala says, فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. But in the near future, we will grant them a great ajr, a great reward. So from here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for many, many verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the emerging, going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the many intricacies that will occur. Sometimes one will have to have partnerships, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. Sometimes there may be treaties that one will have to have with others. All the difficulties that comes in the way and all the success that comes in the way, all of that is discussed in these verses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the realities. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.